Now, I'm not very good when it comes to recognising cars. I bought my last two cars because I like the colour. Having said that, I had my Mazda for 13 years, so that wasn't a bad choice, was it? My next guest is here to tell us about a club of motorsport enthusiasts based in Blackburn. And what's more, he's brought a rather special vehicle with him. It's not here in the studio, it's outside by our garage. And my producer, Paul O'Gorman, I mean, basically, Paul was on leave last week and I didn't do it without him being here because he is just loving this. I know he is. He's gone outside to have a look at it. We'll catch up with him in just a minute. But first, please welcome Neil Molyneux from the 2300 Club. Nice to see you, Neil. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Sally. Good morning.
What is the 2300 Club?
Well, in a nutshell, the 2300 Club is it's a club of motoring enthusiasts that was originally formed in 1955 as part of the Mullard Blackburn factory in the days when the factory was a lot larger, or, well, it's since disappeared, but in those days it employed 6,000 people. And part of the factory, there was a sports and social club, and the 2300 Club was the motoring section of the sports and social club at the factory.
Okay. So there will be there would have been a lot of enthusiasts at that time within the factory itself then. And was it just factory people who were there who were members, or was it people outside of Blackburn who were members as well?
In the early days, it was employees of the factory.
Right.
And, of course, it was early days for motoring, and so the fact of there being a motor club in the factory generated its own enthusiasm, and people became enthused about motor cars and motorsport that might not otherwise have been.
I mean, really, that was kind of special for its time, wasn't it?
It was. There weren't. And nowadays, there are motor clubs in most towns, but in those days, they were a lot less
popular. So it was pioneering in Blackburn, doesn't it? How did you get involved?
Well, I got involved because my dad was an early member of the club.
Was he?
And he was chairman of the club and then president of it. And then my father died in 1996, and I took over as chairman.
Mm. So then your love of the cars, of rallying and motorsports, has that come down from your dad?
Yes, it has, yes. Yeah. Yes.
What kind of car have you got?
I've got various cars.
Go on, what have you got?
I don't have a competition vehicle. I've got a Merc that I use for work, and I've got a Nissan X-Trail that I use for carting furniture about, and I've got a Jaguar S-Type.
Have you?
And my wife has a little Mini Cooper.
You see, I like the Mini Cooper. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of that. That's lovely. You still get together. What's the purpose of the club now?
Well, the most recent thing we did, we organised a very large and very popular car rally on the Isle of Mull, which ran for 40 years, and we gave up doing that 5 years ago.
It just seemed like a long way for you all to come from Blackburn.
It was.
Yes.
It was, and in the early days of the rally, it was a very long way because there was no M6 and...
Oh.
So it was a long journey and then a ferry crossing and it began in 1968 when my dad took us on a family holiday to the Isle of Mull, and he had the idea then that it would be an ideal venue for a motor rally, and
Why
the following year. Mainly because of the nature of the roads.
Is it because of the bends?
The bends and the ups and downs and twists and turns and a very, very challenging terrain.
Yeah, and presumably then with an island like that, you can stop and monitor traffic much more easily than you can do. If it's not because it's self-contained.
Because there are a limited number of roads on Mull, and because everybody knew what we were doing and when we were doing it, it did make it easy to control, yes.
I suppose it's like going to the Isle of Man for the TT, isn't it?
It is.
They've got it geared up now and they know what to expect.
That's right, yeah.
So that stopped. What are you doing now?
Well, that stopped 5 years ago. The rally continued being organised by another club, a local club. What we're currently doing, we've an event coming up on the 20th of October, which is called the Andy Mort Tour. And we're running this in memory of a club member, Andy Mort, who actually died on Mull in the rally 3 years ago. And it's basically very simple navigational event which takes place in North Lancashire, North Yorkshire, Cumbria, and the emphasis is on a ride through some spectacular scenery, some interesting roads, and a fun day out.
Is this two of you in the car then? for this?
Crews of a driver and the navigator. Yeah. There's also a possibility of a third member if somebody wants to bring a passenger along.
And who can enter? What kind of car have you got to have to enter this?
Anything.
Anything?
Anything. You could do
I've
it,
I've got a
Sally.
Subaru.
Yeah, you're in.
Am I? Actually, I think I'd have problems because my Subaru is automatic.
Oh, that's fine.
Is that all right?
The event is very gentle, so it runs at an average speed of 30 miles an hour. There's no competitive element. The only slight competitive element is in the navigation, which we provide simple navigation instructions to get you from breakfast to lunch to tea.
So no sat navs then?
Sat navs aren't really a lot of help.
Oh, I like that. I like because I hate sat navs. I've ended up down too many cul-de-sacs with a sat nav. So what do people need to do then, Neil? Get in touch with yourselves and register, presumably.
If anybody is interested in entering, we'll be delighted to hear from you. Our website is 2300-2300club.org.
Okay, we've got those details here at BBC Radio Lancashire. It's the Andy Mort Tour. It's on October the 20th. The emphasis is on fun. And apparently it's a day-long tour of the best roads in Lancashire, Yorkshire and Cumbria with gentle navigation tests. Very shortly, we're going to pop out and see what Paul's up to with this car in the garage. But first, Elvis. Suspicious Minds, Elvis Presley. Traffic and travel on the way. But we're talking about the 2300 Club. I've got my guest with me in the studio, Neil Molyneux, talking about a fantastic tour that's taking place, the Andy Mort Tour, on October the 20th, which you can take part in. But he's brought along a rather snazzy vehicle. So we've sent our very own Paul O'Gorman outside the garage here at BBC Radio Lancashire to have a look at this car. What can you see, Paul?
Oh, do you know, Sal, I'll tell you what's happened out here. I'm standing in front of a car that we were, you know, for radio purposes, we were just going to start. And to say that I couldn't hear you, it was an understatement. In fact, the whole of Blackburn shook. it's an astonishing thing. For people in the know, it's a Lancia Stratos. And these were a small number of cars that were built by an Italian car manufacturer just to win rallying. And there are very few left. There's loads of what you call replica ones because people build cars to look like them. And the owner of it is here. He's called Paul Tattersall. I said to Paul, it's lovely that replica. And he said,
you've got to be joking. This is the real thing.
The real thing. How many are there in the UK, do you think, Paul?
I don't know. Probably a handful. Maybe a dozen at the most.
Oh, they're a beautiful car. They have a Ferrari engine, and you can't hear yourself think when it's running. But we'll come on to that again in a moment or two. And I'm also here, Sally, with another absolute hero of mine. You can tell I'm a petrol head, and I was very much into rallying. And he's called Ian Grindrod. And Ian from Hurst Green, I think, is that?
Originally from Hurst Green, yeah.
Yeah, has sat alongside, not just gone out for a pleasant day's ride, but sat alongside some of the world's greatest rally drivers. I asked you what your highlight was, but it's difficult to say, isn't it?
It is difficult to say. I've been with some really, really good drivers and managed to win one or two rallies. And the most enjoyable time was rallying with Jim McRae. I did 6 or 7 years with Jim.
Now let's put him in the picture. Jimmy McRae was Colin McRae's father and Colin McRae's world champion and an absolute icon. And it was a tragedy when we lost him some years ago in a helicopter crash, bizarrely of all things. But in those sorts of performance circles, it must be very scary.
Well, I've never found it scary when I've been sat with somebody who can obviously drive well. And within a mile of going up the road, you can tell straight away whether the person you're sat with can actually do the job or whether it is an absolute idiot.
Although to be honest, Sally, I think this applies no matter who you're talking to, doesn't it? As soon as you get in the car, you can tell whether the person at the right-hand side is a decent driver or not, but shan't dwell on that one. And in terms of what you do now, you've retired from this, haven't you, from the sport, from going really, really quickly?
I retired about 10 years ago now, yeah. Got too old for it.
That's what it was about, was it?
Initially it was, yeah. I mean, you get to a stage, it's like any sport, you've got to be fairly physically fit. And you get to a certain age and getting the crash helmet out of the back of the car becomes hard work.
And as we've heard from Neil, I mean, you got into motorsport all those years ago, well, when you were starting in Mullides, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was an apprentice engineer at Mullides. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about motorsport at all. No motorsport history in my family. And was persuaded to join the 2300 Club, which was based at Mullides. And that's basically how I got into the sport.
Yeah. And the rest is history, as they say, literally in motorsport history. Tell us about this car, Paul, because it is utterly amazing. We can't switch it on the radio, or you wouldn't be able to hear us at all. But
It's a Lancia Stratus. They were designed in the early 70s by Lancia, and it was the first time any company had specifically designed a car mm-hmm. to be a rally car, mm-hmm. and their goal was to win the World Rally Championship. Previous to that, all rally cars have basically been conversions or developments of road-going cars. This is before the period of Group B. This was what was known as a Group 4 car, so they had to build 500 to homologate or to be allowed to rally them. Mm-hmm. And so they actually did the first rallies in 1973, I think, and then through the 1970s they won the World Rally Championship three times outright.
Wow. And it's a beautiful car. It's got a sort of very curved windscreen, absolutely amazing. And we're coming up to the time of the programme now where we need to take some travel news. I think, Paul, if we do it in an unusual way, with the sound of the Ferrari engine of this Lancia Stratos, and then we'll see if our travel reporter can still hear anything at all as we pick up with the travel news. So here we go, here's the Ferrari.
BBC Radio Lancashire Travel.